good morning. 10:30 here on the Mighty 690. A little bit later than normal, but we are happy to have Lisa Wilson in studio once again. Thanks for being flexible with all our crazy schedule over here, Lisa.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's fine with me.
It's great. How are you doing on this morning? I know we always have a lot of events coming up.
That's right.
I saw you on a Facebook Live a couple of days ago.
Did you now?
I did.
Was that first Friday?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
It was a great event. We had close to 100 people in attendance. We talked all about the importance of shopping local.
Yes.
We had 12 of our local retailers showing all of their merchandise and promoting the merchandise they have in their retail stores and boutiques, and was very well attended. And then after it was over, we also had some door prizes. We gave away 14 door prizes, and Derail Commodity actually gave away everything that they brought, which was a small little recliner for a child, a piece of furniture, and there was one other thing. So it was a big day. It was
That's
good.
That's awesome.
Well, it was good.
Good deal. Well, we got plenty of time to chat about what's going on here this week. So what do we have as we get started?
Well, we'll just start. First of all, I want to talk to you about this camera that's here. So are we on Facebook Live right now?
We are on Facebook Live right now.
And so why is there only a camera on the guest host and not on you,
Because I'm
James?
A tyrant. I'm a tyrant, and I don't allow that sort of activity.
I'm talking to John Leonard
I would set this up. I made it. This is my world. You all live in it. The thought is one day, maybe if we sell some spots for the video, we have a camera that'll move around and stuff, and it's got like fancy remote control, and we'll have like a tower camera too. It'll be a whole TV production, so it'll be great.
But you know what? I think people are always interested to know what people look like that are on the radio.
It is, yeah.
You know,
well,
you're just a voice.
It's the mystique.
So, yeah.
Only the privileged few.
I'm going to reach
few.
Up there and touch that camera and turn it around.
Only the privileged few can know what I look like.
Okay, all right.
Because you're all going to be disappointed, I guarantee it.
No, they won't.
But you're
no,
the most photogenic guest I think we have. You're always put together. You know?
Well, thank you. But like I said, I think it's only fair if that camera's on me that we get another one in here. So, no, we have a lot of things happening in Independence. It's, you know, we're getting ready for Christmas. So Santa is in Independence this week. Santa will be at First Oak Bank at 113 North Penn Avenue. That's in downtown Independence. And it's Cookies with Santa tonight from 4 to 6. And they'll have cookies and popcorn. And I think Santa's passing out special little gifts for all of the kiddos that come. So if that works into your schedule, be sure and head to First Oak Bank this afternoon. And then you actually have an opportunity to meet the mean one, so that's Mr. Grinch, and you can go to Equity Bank at 112 East Myrtle, and that's tomorrow from 3 to 4:30. So that's fun. You can get your picture with Santa and tell him all of your wishes, and then go hang out with the Grinch.
So the Grinch has been really popular. In fact, in the parade here in Coffeyville, there were a ton of different Grinches. We even had one, and the kids love the Grinch. It's like, it's really in the last few years. I know the movie came out a while ago, the live action one. But apparently, this was just all secondhand, but I heard there was someone dressed up as the Grinch handing out onions, which was fantastic. Like a kid, it's so funny.
Yeah. Well, and I think when you guys were in our Christmas parade, I think that Gail played the Grinch.
I think we did have a Grinch. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. We had someone.
I remember the music when they were driving by. So, so that's Wednesday, the Grinch, and then on Thursday is actually Sip and Shop, which I'll talk about in just a little bit, with downtown Main Street. But Santa will be at Community National Bank, which is at 125 North Penn Avenue, and it's a photo shoot with Santa. So he will be there from 5:30 to 8:00, so the kids can go in the main bank and get cookies, and they'll have little selfie stations and be able to take pictures with Santa and visit with Santa. So again, that's two opportunities just between the next 3 days, Tuesday, Thursday, to see Santa and the Grinch on Wednesday. And then we'll talk about Christmas in the Park here in just a little bit. And Santa will be back in Independence on Saturday. So
you've got a busy schedule.
He is. He's a busy guy. College basketball. So Independence Community College is going to take on Cali College Wednesday. So that's tomorrow evening. Check out some basketball. The women will play at 5:30, and then the men will play at 7:30. I want to get out to one of their games. I've yet to make it out, and I love basketball season. Fun. I know. I love it. And then I was going to talk about Main Street Sip and Shop. So Main Street has, I'll tell you this, as somebody new to our community, Main Street has sip and shop events periodically through the year, and it's when the stores stay open late in the evening, and shoppers go downtown, and as they go into each one of the stores, they have some specialty drinks. Some are alcoholic drinks, some are non-alcoholic drinks. They usually have snacks and everything, and it's just fun. Yeah. And so Thursday night, we'll be Sip and Shop, and it's in preparation for Christmas, so it's an opportunity to get your last-minute Christmas shopping done. And they always start at one of the particular retailers as a kickoff, and they give out these commemorative wine glasses. So they have these stemless wine glasses that'll have something cool etched on them that showcases the Sip and Shop. So if it's the fall Sip and Shop, it will have leaves on it or something. So these are going to be, I'm sure, creative and all tied into Christmas and the holiday season. But they're going to be given away at Woods Lumber. So they'll have 100 of those. So if you start all your shopping at Woods, when it starts at 5 o'clock, you have a good chance of getting the commemorative wine glass. And then after you've shopped at Woods, you just slide on downtown and shop at all of the other stores, and it'll wrap up around 7 o'clock. So it's always a good time, and it makes it nice. You know, so many times people work and they get off work at 5, yep. 5:30, and they can't make it downtown.
Exactly.
And then Saturday comes and you're busy running errands and doing other things.
Well, and it's always fun, the kind of holiday time, to get to be able to go downtown when everything's lit up and there's the window displays and all that sort of thing.
Yes. And I want to remind everyone that a lot of our stores have Sunday hours now.
Oh,
so
excellent.
If Saturday doesn't work, many of them are open on Sundays. And you're right, it is so pretty in downtown when the storefronts are, have all their Christmas lights up and everything. And it's also a great place to walk. We have really wide sidewalks in downtown Independence. And so you'll see a lot of people just when the weather's nice, walking around downtown because lights are on and it's safe and nice sidewalks. So
it is.
Something fun to do.
I appreciate that.
So I want to remind everybody that the coat drive that Sherwin-Williams is having will be wrapping up on Friday. So if you are cleaning out your closets and you have extra coats, maybe your kids have grown out of coats probably not because of where they're donating them. But if they're adult coats, load them up and take them to Sherwin-Williams before Friday at 5 o'clock. And they're taking all of those coats to Home Sweet Home, Homeless Ministry, Hannah's House, and the Community Access Center. And then I might, I mentioned your kids growing out of coats. I might just say that they might take them as well. But also if you have kids' coats, be thinking that about the schools. That would be a great place to drop off your gently worn coats for kids. I know that they have a lot of kids that will come to school without a coat and things like that. And they go to the counselor's office and the counselors will fix them up with a coat. So think about that. And then Stuff the Ambulance is this weekend again. And Fire and EMS Department will be out collecting toys on Saturday, which is the 10th, from 10 to 3 at Walmart. And all of these toys that are collected will be given to the kids that are in the KVC foster care program. So what a great way to be able to provide a Merry Christmas to those kids who are, many times in a situation that doesn't bring them a lot of joy. And this is a hard time of year if they're not with their parents or their family. And so making a bright Christmas for those kids is important. So shout out to Independence Fire and EMS for championing this, and encourage everyone when you're out running your errands on Saturday to swing by Walmart, maybe run into the toy department and pick up a toy or two and bring them back out and give them to Fire and EMS. They're stuffing the ambulance.
Oh, that's great.
I know, it's fun.
It's good to see all the different groups stepping up to help some of the kids We've had a lot of different groups advertising and talking about it. So
yes.
It's great. Even we've even had some ads for more nationally, like the prison sort of thing. You know, if mm-hmm. kids' parents are in prison, there's other groups that step up to give them some gifts in the holidays. So it is.
Absolutely.
Everyone's kind of got their little niche. So I think it's
wonderful.
And
we have, yes, it is important. We have the Marine Corps League as well. They're doing a big toy drive. We have a big container at the chamber office, and they're collecting toys along with the Adopt a Child program through Community National Bank, and all of those toys and adoptions are taking place right now. So if you want to maybe not adopt a family, but you want to donate toys to that program, you can come by the chamber office and other locations around the community and drop off toys there, and they will go to the Adopt a Family program. And if you're wanting to adopt a family, swing by Community National Bank at 125 North Penn Avenue and ask for Janet Tucker or somebody else, if Janet is not there, can help you. But they will match you up with a family that you can adopt and go purchase toys and clothes for, and then bring those back, and they'll be distributed later in the month. So I mentioned Christmas in the Park. Santa's here on Tuesday. He's going to be here on Thursday, but he's going to leave the community, probably go visit some other kids in other towns, and he'll be back in Independence on Saturday for Christmas in the Park, and that's from 4 to 7, and it's going to be in the enclosed 4-H building at Riverside Park, and the kids will get to meet Santa, and they're going to have cookies and hot chocolate, play holiday games and activities, and then if the weather cooperates, hey, I haven't checked the weather. Do you know what the weather is going to be like on Saturday?
Yes, for Saturday. Yep, I have it.
Let's
right
check
up
it
here. So there is a slight chance of rain. It's looking like 20% or so. So it's nothing. It's not too terrible. High of 53, partly sunny.
Okay. So it's an 80%
yeah.
chance it's not going
exactly.
to rain.
So and this far out, this is not a good forecast.
Yeah,
this far out.
It could
so
change.
They really don't know. I'm telling you.
So free carriage rides from 4 to 6. So that's super fun. How many times do you have an opportunity, especially at Christmas, to load up the family and
oh,
get
yeah.
in I think it's a white carriage, and they'll take you around the park give you that opportunity. Plus it's free, so that's even better. And then also, if weather permits, they will have miniature golf open and the train. So typically this time of year, that is not the case.
Sure.
They've put them away and everything, but they are going to break them out for Christmas in
there
the Park. So
well,
one
I think
more.
There's a decent chance it'll
work
out.
I know. So Christmas in the Park on Saturday from 4 to 7 in the enclosed 4-H building. And then Meadowlark Lounge is Saturday. So we talked about this last week.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have your own performer, right?
Yep, we do. Mr. Chris Freund.
So he's going to be at Meadowlark Lounge along with Dylan Keene, Brighton Stoll, and Charlie Benedict. So the museum is located at 123 North 8th Street, and the concert begins at 7 o'clock. And tickets are $20, and this is a fundraiser for the museum. So get your tickets. And if you need tickets, you can call 331-3515, but it'll be a fun night of lots of area singers and songwriters and listening and watching them perform.
Yeah, we had Mike Flood on a couple days ago talking about it.
It's
going to be a great event.
Yeah, this is like his creation.
It is.
And
yeah.
He's super passionate about it. And it's patterned after the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm sure he's
yep.
told you all that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what a cool thing to have in our, you know, in our community. And it's amazing because he never has trouble finding quality talent to be able to perform for us. So be sure and get your ticket to that. It'll be fun. And then the annual community Christmas dinner is Sunday, this Sunday at St. Andrew Parish Center, 420 East Myrtle. They will be having a free turkey dinner with all the trimmings. It'll be available from around 11 to 1. And in addition to the dinner, they have a winter clothing giveaway, basically, where they open up a warm clothing room and you can go in and pick out the needs that you have in your family. So if you're somebody or you know of somebody who needs some winter clothing, be sure and go to the St. Andrew Parish Center this Sunday between hours of 11 to 1 and enjoy that meal and choose from some clothing that you might benefit from. Let's see. couple of concerts are going on. So the middle school and the high school have a choir concert next week. That's Wednesday at 7 o'clock. So put that on your calendar. And then the high school band and orchestra will be playing the following Monday on the 19th at 6 o'clock. And all the performances are at the Performing Arts Center at the high school, 1301 North 10th Street. And then wrapping it up, we have a ribbon cutting coming up for the Chamber of Commerce that I want to point out. It's Thursday, December the 15th at 11:30, and it's for Skyward Credit Union. And Skyward Credit Union is located at Textron Aviation. Excuse me, but they have recently purchased a second location, and so that is at 117 South 8th Street, so that's right by kind of Lee's Cooling and Heating. If somebody's listening wanting to know where that is, that kind of gives you a landmark. But they're going to be in the downtown area at 117 South 8th, so we're excited to have Skyward Credit Union and celebrating a second location.
Sure.
So that's again Thursday the 15th at 11:30, and then Business After Hours is that same day and in the evening from 5 to 6, and it's at Apricot Lane. It's going to be so much fun because Apricot Lane Boutique is in, you know, full shopping mode right now it's the Christmas season. So I know that it will be a fun night. So if you are a chamber member, that means your business is a member. And if you work for that business, then you are all welcome to come. And that will be that Thursday evening, the 15th at 5 to 6. And there's always good food, lots of door prizes, and it's a good time. So, and then Bulldog Basketball, Friday, December the 16th. The girls will play Pittsburgh at 6. The boys will play at 8. And that will be a fun game on a Friday night as the Bulldogs hit the hardwood. And then I think lastly, I just wanted to remind everyone, we got notice that the Red Cross Blood Drive has changed their date, and they're going to be in town on Thursday the 22nd at the Wesley Center, 111 East Maple, from 11 to 5:15. So it was previously, like a date next week, but they've, for whatever reason, they've moved to Thursday the 22nd, so mark that on your calendar. And then the Cancer Support Group will meet on the December 27th at the Nazarene Church. That is a program that they are rolling out on the fourth Tuesday of every month. It is a support group for cancer patients, survivors, family members, and friends. Everyone is welcome. It's from 5:30 to 7. And if you need more information about that, I'm going to give you Cammie's number. 620-288-0655. You can give her a call if you need more information about that.
Okay, well, always a marathon of events, Lisa, but so much going on, and it is really always good to have you here. And as I always say, if you're bored in Southeast Kansas, you're doing something wrong.
That's right. And I will say too that if you need more information, always go to our Facebook page.
Yes.
It's Get Independence. You can always check out our website, and it's indkschamber.org. And we're really watching our website closely, that we're putting up as many flyers as we can. There's a scroll section on our website where you can actually copy and paste these flyers and print them off, put them in your break room.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, even on the Get Independence page, there's this handy one sheet that has everything on it. So you can kind of follow along for the month of December, put it on your fridge, whatnot.
Yes.
And that way you can just check them off and see what's coming up. And it's all you consolidated down to one page.
Yes.
So
we love really that. Handy. The staff works hard to create that. It's called WhatsApp. It also goes in the newspaper. It goes out on our Facebook page. And as you said, it's on our website. And if you're a chamber member, you should be getting it on a weekly flash, and you can download it as well. But excuse me, but go to our Facebook page, go to our website, give us a call, 331-1890. And on our website too is a big calendar where we're able to insert all of these events. So I say that because it's a great way, if you're planning something, it's a great way for you to go into our calendar and look and see if whatever you're planning to have is going to conflict with something else.
It's a novel idea.
and if we don't have enough calendar information put in, if you'll just give us a call, we usually go back like, well, this time last year, this is what was happening. So it kind of gives you an idea of what you might need to plan around, or if a particular weekend is open and free. But we try to have as much information as we can, kind of be the 411 of the community. So if there's something that you want us to promote and share, please give us a call.
All right. Well, Lisa Wilson, always a pleasure to have you on again. Thank you for being flexible with our time here. And I want to, sorry, all the usual 10 o'clock open liners out there. It's just one of those days. It doesn't happen very often. We couldn't get you on here. I did go through the open line list last hour. If you did miss that, we have it up here at the radio station. You can always call the office and we can look up items for you if you have any questions on that. But we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Open Line. Stay tuned here at the top of the hour. We have Fox News, local news coming up on the Mighty 690. We'll get you caught up with that. And then we have at 11:15, Bill O'Reilly, KGGF Farm Show at 11:30 with Ron Hayes. Keep you here on the Mighty 690 for your entertainment and information all morning and afternoon long. We'll be right back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.